us that everything that God asks of us comes from one thing and one thing alone, that Jesus was raised from the dead.
那么我们想到在这个我们的信仰里边，神所要求一件事情就是耶稣基督的复活。
And secondly, for people who believe in Jesus, it's a reminder that we are united together in his death and resurrection, and we have a new life.
那么接下来就是我们作为基督徒，就是经常提醒我们，我们是与他与耶稣一同埋葬，一起复活。
And I think finally, Easter is a time when we get to reconsider, do we believe that Jesus was raised from the dead, or do we refuse to believe that Jesus is raised from the dead? And this way we make a choice about where we will spend eternity.
那么接下来我们最后要问的问题就是我们确实是不是确实相信耶稣基督从死里复活，或者我们不相信，这样的话可以领导我们过一生的生活。
Okay, so but we'll start out. We're going to look at two Bible verses on the next slide. And these are our texts. One is from 1 Corinthians and the other is from Romans 6. 1 Corinthians, Paul says, I delivered to you as of first importance. Notice he says, the most important. I delivered to you as the most important thing that Jesus Christ, He died for our sins according to the scriptures, that he was buried, which proves that he was dead, and that he rose again from the dead on the third day according to scriptures.
那么哥林多前书第十五章第三节说到，我当日所领受又传给你们的，第一就是，这强调第一个重要的就是，基督照圣经所说，为我们的罪死了，而且埋葬了，又照圣经所说，第三天复活了。
And Romans, Paul tells us how Jesus' resurrection, or I should say his death and resurrection, affects those of us who believe in him.
那么这个罗马书呢讲的说耶稣基督的复活对我们的影响是什么呢？
So here he says for those that are Christians, and he believes that they've been baptized, he says, we have been buried with him through baptism into death.
他说对那些已经受洗的基督徒是怎么讲的？说我们借着洗礼归入死。
And then he goes on to say there's a purpose for that, so that just as Christ was raised from the dead, we too might walk in the newness of life. We can have a new life through Jesus' resurrection.
那么和他一同埋葬，原是叫我们一举一动有新生的样式，像基督借着父的荣耀从死里复活一样。
So we'd like to talk about this morning. Let me pray and ask God for his spirit to speak to us.
来，我们一起做一个祷告。
Father God, you know that your word is so powerful.
父神，你知道你的话语有很大的能力。
And that through your word that we believe,
那通过你的话语我们就相信。
There is life.
我们有生命。
Both the life that you created in the beginning and the life that you recreated through Jesus' resurrection.
在起始的时候你所创造的生命，也是从耶稣基督复活所得的生命。
I pray that this morning I can be faithful to what your word says.
我祷告我们今天能够敬虔的在神的话语面前。
And that Jesus can be glorified. In his name we pray.
那么耶稣的名被高举被荣耀，我们奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
You know, life is a real important thing. And people will go anywhere to look for life.
那么我们知道生命呢是很重要的一件事情，所以人们呢会到各个地方去寻找生命。
No, I think about the scientists that are astronomers and the astronauts at NASA, how much they do to seek life.
那我们来想想看，在这个美国航天局，他们那些天文科学家，他们是做了很多的事情来寻找生命。
You know, we have spent hundreds of millions of dollars to spend a space probe out into areas like Saturn.
我们还花了很多成千上万的钱，是把一个卫星呢探测器给送到这个土星的卫星上去。
So recently, there's news that NASA has sent out this space probe called Cassini, and it's found some interesting things as it's gone by Saturn and one of its moons.
那最近我们知道，美国的航天局呢，他把那个卡西尼这个。航天天空探测器来送到了这个土星的土卫二这个卫星上去。
And on this moon that is called Enceladus, I think that's how it's pronounced.
那么这个 Enceladus 这个卫星的名字叫 Enceladus， 我们中文的翻译叫土卫二。
They found some interesting things that there were some like geysers that come out that are spraying ice.
他们发现了很多有趣的现象，就是说有一个喷泉，它喷出一些水，这个水冰一样的东西。
And they've already discovered that this is under miles and miles and miles of ice. There must be some water that is coming up through the ice and spraying out.
那么他们认为呢，这是在成上英里厚的那个冰的下边呢，有那个水能给喷出来。
So what we see, you know, NASA announced that they've been trying to analyze this, and you can see here, you know, that they believe that there's a pocket of pressurized water that is deep underneath all of this ice.
那么他们分析了这些数据以后呢，就认为呢，在这个冰层之下呢，有这么一层，有一个这么一层那个高压的水在那个地方。
And they've come up with a lot of theories about how the water comes up in the geyser.
那么他们就有很多的理论，就说这个水呢是怎么样从底下那个水层出来的。
But the important thing for them.For us is actually the question of life.
那么这个对他们来说最重要的问题，也是对我们来说最重要的问题，就是生命的问题。
There's water, so maybe there's life.
因为那个地方有水，所以那个地方很可能是有生命。
So we spend billions of dollars to send things out looking for water.To see if there's life.
所以我们花了成千上万的钱，就是去发现那个地方有没有生命。
And this is a wonderful journey about the question of life and the universe that we live in.
所以这是我们生命当中有一个非常美妙的一个旅程，就是发现生命的旅程。
But there's a real question that lies for us in Easter that also has to do with life.
那么我们在看到这个复活节的时候呢，也是有一个有关生命的问题。
You know, there is a life inside of us that can live forever.
我们，你知道，在我们的生命当中有一个生命可以活到永远。
And there's a question of where we are going to spend forever in our souls and then the bodies that come back to life.
那么也是有一个问题，就是我们在永远当中怎么样过我们的生命，我们肉体的，我们灵魂的生命。
So Easter reminds us, I think, that there is a basic question of life and how that life is shown forth in Jesus' resurrection from the dead.
所以在复活节的时候，我们要问的一个问题就是有关生命的问题，这个生命怎么样在耶稣基督的复活里面显现出来。
And so the Bible actually holds out two questions, the two most important questions, the two most important questions.
所以圣经里面有两个非常重要的问题，就是这两个最重要的问题。
The Bible says, first of all,Is God of the Bible the one God that created all things in the very beginning?
那么第一个重要的问题就是这个神是不就是那个创造天地的那位神？
And then the second question is, if we do have a God that created the universe, did God raise Jesus Christ from the dead on Easter?
那么第二个问题就是，既然神是创造天地的神，那么这位神是不是把耶稣从死里复活的那位神？
The Bible teaches us that this question is the single most important question. Did Jesus rise from the dead?
那么圣经告诉我们说，这个最重要的问题就是耶稣基督是不是从死里复活。
Look at what Paul says. He says, I've delivered to you, I've told you the thing that is of the most important, of first importance.
那么我们看看保罗怎么说呢？说我当日所领受又传给你们的第一重要的就是。
And he simply says that this question of life is threefold. Jesus died for our sins.
它是三层的意思。第一个是耶稣为我们的罪死了。
That he was buried, which actually just reinforces the fact that he was dead.
他被埋葬了，就是强调他确实是死了。
But more importantly, he was raised from the dead on the third day.
那么最重要的就是他在第三日的时候从死里复活了。
So we come together this morning on Easter, and I think there are three questions before us.
那么所以我们今天在复活节聚会的时候呢，有在我面前有三个重要的问题。
And I think the first question is the question of truth. Is it true that Jesus raised from the dead?
那么第一重要的问题就是我们是真理的问题，就是说耶稣是不是确实从死里复活了。
The second question is, if he did rise from the dead, what does that have to do with us?
那么第二个重要的问题就是他既然从死里复活的话，那么跟我们有什么关系？
And the third question is a question of choice.
第三个问题是有关我们选择的问题。
That is, will we choose to believe it and follow Jesus?
那么是不是我们愿意选择跟随耶稣？
So for the first question, we actually have the question of truth.
那么第一个我们要问的问题就是真理的问题。
Paul at one point in the book of Romans, he condenses the Bible into a little confession. He says this is the most important thing. It's the simplest part.
那么保罗在罗马书里他把这个真整个真理呢给浓缩了以后就最基要的一部分。
He says at first it's that we confess that Jesus is Lord. Lord is God, Yahweh, God. Jesus is God.
那首先说，你心里呢要这个承认耶稣基督是主。
And the second is that God raised him from the dead.
那么第二个就是主神让他从死里复活。
So here he says, if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord,
所以他讲的说，如果你承认这耶稣是主
，and you believe in your heart, and I believe also in your mind. You can't believe in your heart without believing in your mind.If you believe in your heart and your mind that God raised him from the dead,
所以你心里相信，不只是心里相信，你的头脑也相信神让他从死里复活。
You'll be saved.
你就会得救。
Now that's a big idea about being saved.
那么这就是这个得救的一个大道理。
It's important.
这非常重要。
And then Paul goes on to say why. If you believe in your heart,That's where people believe is in the heart.
那么他接着讲，保罗接着讲说，为什么会这样呢？说如果你在心里面相信的话
，If you believe these things, you will become righteous before the holy God.
所以如果你心里相信的话，你在神的面前就可以称义。
That there is a God that is absolutely pure without any evil whatsoever, and that we stand in front of Him. Are we going to stand in front of Him with?Our own sin and shortcomings, or are we going to stand in front of Him with the righteousness of Christ?
And
that all depends on whether Jesus was raised from the dead.
那么这个全是根据耶稣基督是否从死里复活来判断。
So we come to a place where we confess with our mouths that.Jesus is God, Jesus is Lord, and that gives us salvation.
所以我们如果我们嘴里面承认说耶稣基督是主，我们就会有得救。
Paul actually had said this a little earlier in chapter 4 as we go into the next slide. He kind of condensed it. He tells us this again. He said, we believe in him, that is in God, who raised Jesus Christ our Lord from the dead. That's the God we believe in. The God that we believe in is the God that created the universe and the God that raised Jesus from the dead.
所以我们这个保罗在前面的时候才讲过，他说呢，他说他浓缩讲到说，如果我们相信这个神就是从这个创造宇宙万物的神，他也是把耶稣基督从死里复活的这位神。
And then, so here he says about Jesus that he was delivered up or that he was killed for our transgression.
所以他接着又讲到有关耶稣说，他是因着我们的过犯被杀。
Which is basically the same of what he said before. It was the first importance Jesus Christ died for our sins.
所以他就在前面讲的时候，最重要的就是耶稣基督为我们的罪死。
And then he says he was raised up for our righteousness, so that we can become righteous in the eyes of God.
所以他呢，接着呢，从死里复活呢，是为了让我们称义。
So Jesus' resurrection is really important.
所以耶稣基督的复活是非常重要的。
And it's not always easy to believe that.
但是呢，这个要相信这一点呢，不太容易。
I used to believe it was total nonsense.
都我过去的时候呢，觉得这都是胡说八道。
I used to believe that anybody that thought Jesus was raised from the dead or that God created the universe was crazy and nuts and stupid.
所以过去我相信的说，谁相信说耶稣基督从死里复活，或者神创造了天地，这些人都是很愚蠢的人。
So I went through a long process to become a Christian, and then after several years of being a Christian, I began to doubt it, and one of the things that I questioned was, is it true that Jesus was raised from the dead?
所以很多年呢，我都不相信，甚至我相信了，做了基督徒以后，我还有很多年呢，一直有怀疑，神确实把耶稣从死里复活了吗
？There's this man Lee Strobel. He has an interesting story.
这个有一个人，他叫Strobel， 他有一个故事。
He went to the University of Missouri. It's a great school.
他呢去了那个密苏里大学，是一个非常好的大学。
Their journalism department is the best journalism department in the entire country.
这个新闻专业呢是这个美国全美国最好的新闻专业。
Then he went to Yale Law School, no small school.
接着呢，他去了这个耶鲁大学的法学院。
From there, he became sort of the editor. He became a journalist.For the Chicago Tribune, one of the biggest newspapers in the country.
那么他接着呢，成为这个芝加哥论坛报的一个那个全美国最大一家报纸的一个新闻记者。
So he had these two things: being a journalist, being a law. You know, he had his law degree, and so what he did his research on and what he wrote his articles on were legal issues, were law issues.
所以呢，他呢，一方面有一个记者的这个学位，另外一方面一个法律的学位，所以他的。所报道的事情都是有关法律方面的这个事情。
Great life until his wife came home one day.
那么有一天呢，他的太太呢，这个回家。
You know, he had a great life until his wife suddenly announced that she believed in Jesus.
那么他的生活呢，一直一帆风顺，直到有一天，他太太说：“我相信耶稣了。”
So I don't believe in Jesus, but if my wife believes in Jesus, maybe this is a problem for me.
所以呢，他说呢，这是啊，我不相信耶稣，但是我太太相信耶稣，可能对我来说这是个问题。
It was okay at first.
那么开始的时候是都是可以的。
But then he decided he needed to prove that this Christianity was not true because he didn't want this coming into his family.
那么他接着呢，他接下来他想证明呢，说这个基督的信仰呢是不正确的，因为他不想让这个耶稣信基督信仰来到家庭里面。
So as a legal journalist, he decided I'm going to go out there, I'm going to interview, I'm going to research, and I'm going to prove that Christianity is false. Then I don't have to deal with my wife.
所以呢，他呢，因为作为一个有关学法律的新闻记者，他就说我要去这个去访问人，我要去做研究，来证明这一些信他的信仰是不是假的。
But he came across an interesting thing after many, many, many months of research.
那么他呢，结果花了很多时间做研究以后呢，他就发现了一个很有趣的事情。
The more he interviewed and the more he researched, he began to think it. Well, maybe.It might be true.
那么他访问的越多，研究的越多，他越觉着，也许这个呢，确实是真的。
So one day he gets out a big legal pad, a big piece of paper, and he starts writing things out.
所以有一天呢，他就拿着他那个笔记本来，他就开始呢写东西。
It's been almost 2 years. He starts writing out why he thinks Christianity is false, why he thinks it might be true.
那两年的时间呢，他就在写下呢，说他为什么认为基督信仰是假的，另外方面列出来为什么相信耶稣基督信仰是真的。
And so even though he started out to prove that Christianity was false because he didn't want his wife to be a Christian，
那么他开始的时候呢，是不想让他太太成为基督徒，所以呢，他要证明这个基督信仰是假的。
Because he was actually open in mind, he actually found out all the evidence proved that.Jesus was raised from the dead.
但是呢，他把他打开的心，把他的心打开以后呢，他的研究结果证明呢，耶稣确实从死里复活了。
And so for me, a man that used to think Christianity was crazy and actually doubted that any of it was true, I admire this man.
那么作为我来讲，我是过去一直怀疑耶稣基督这个信仰是真的，我是觉得这都很疯狂的一些观念。那我对这个人的这个研究呢，我是很欣赏的。
You know, unlike some people who put their fingers in their ears and refuse to listen or even consider, this man investigated.
那么有不像有些人，有些人呢就直接把那个自己手指头堵到耳朵，不想做任何，不想听，不想说，不想研究。但这个人呢，他去做了一些研究。
And so he came down to a couple conclusions. One, that the Bible stories, the Gospels were true. It was clear Jesus was raised from the dead. And if Jesus was raised from the dead, then he is who he claims to be.
那么他就说呢，研究圣经所讲的都是真的，然后耶稣基督是死里复活了，如果他确实从死里复活了，那耶稣所说都是真的。
So we come on Easter day and we begin to realize, you know, that the historical truth of Jesus' resurrection, whether it's true or not, is really important to us.
所以呢，我们作为基督徒来讲说，历史事件，耶稣基督是否从死里复活，对我们基督徒来讲是非常重要的。
And for those of us who have a lot of questions and doubt, we can actually investigate.
所以对于很多我们当中，如果你有问题的话呢，还有一些疑问的话呢，我们应该去调查研究。
Our life depends on it.
我们的生活呢，是跟这点是息息相关的。
Our life in eternity depends on it.
我们永生的生命跟他也是息息相关的。
The second question isn't just the truth of Jesus' resurrection. The question is how we, as Christians, relate to Jesus' resurrection.
那么第二个问题呢，不仅仅是耶稣有关耶稣复活真理的问题，也是有关我们跟耶稣基督的复活有什么关系的问题。
If Jesus was raised from the dead and we believe in Jesus and confess him to be Lord and we believe in our hearts that he was raised from the dead, what does that mean for us?
那么如果耶稣基督从死里复活，我们也心里相信耶稣基督是从死里复活，那么跟我们的生活有什么关系呢？
And the most simple part of it is that we are united together with Jesus in his death and resurrection.
那么最简单的一个道理就是我们与耶稣基督一起联合，同埋葬，同复活。
So for example, in Ephesians, Paul comes out and he just says that God made us alive together with Christ and he raised us up, that is, we already have a spiritual resurrection right now.
所以以弗所书呢讲的说，他又叫我们与耶稣基督一同复活，一同坐在天上。
In Colossians, he actually connects this with the symbolism of baptism that we have this morning. He says, you've been buried with him in baptism. Now, you kids, that doesn't mean that when we get to the baptism, I'm going to put you under the water and hold you there. You're going to come back up, okay? Fear not.
所以就是在哥罗西书当中呢，就说呢，这个你们，他用这个洗礼的这个表征，就说你们既受洗与他一同埋葬，也必在此与他一同复活。
The symbolism of baptism is that in our soul, in our spirit, and in our future body, that we have died with Christ, but that when we're there, it symbolizes we've been made alive together with Christ. We're united with him, and that we have already in our spirit and our soul been raised up together with him.
所以在我们在水里一起洗礼的时候，就是我们的这个灵，我们的魂，我们是与耶稣基督一起埋葬那个地方，然后我们就跟他联合在一起，一同复活。
So he says here, you know, you've been buried with him in baptism, you are also raised up with him in baptism, and it all depends on God. It's through faith in the working of God who raised him from the dead.
所以你们既受洗与他一同埋葬，也就此与他一同复活，都因信那叫他从死里复活神的功用。
It's kind of simple.
啊，听起来很简单。
Does God exist?
那神存在吗
？Did God create the universe?
神有没有创造宇宙万物呢
？Did God raise Jesus from the dead?
那么耶稣基神有没有将耶稣基督从死里复活
？Has huge implications for our lives.
对我们的生活有很大的影响。
And as we go on to Romans, I kind of want to one more time explain what this baptism is this morning.
那么在罗马书里以后呢，接着讲到说这个到底这个洗礼到底意味着什么。
It has a purpose for our lives today.
那么对我们的今天的生活呢，有一个目的的。
It says we've been buried with him through baptism into death, so that.
所以我们借着洗礼归入死，接下来。
There's a purpose here.
那么有一个目的。
So that just as Christ was raised from the dead, we too can right now live a new life, walk in the newness of life.
所以原是叫我们一举一动有新生的样子，像耶稣基督借着父的荣耀从死里复活一样。
So this morning when we have people get up, whether they are adults, whether they are youth, whether they have a dramatic story of how God changed them, or a more normal story of how God has helped them, it's the new life that they talk about.
所以今天我们会在我们众人面前有一些成年人，也有一些年轻人，不管他们有一些不同凡响的故事，还是一个很简单的一个故事，但是他们都是有一个新的生命。
So Easter is a time when we are reminded of the new life that we have through being united with Jesus' death and resurrection.
所以呢，在这个一复活节的就是提醒我们与耶稣基督一同埋葬复活的新生命。
And the third question, besides the question of truth and the question of our relationship with the resurrection, is actually the question of choice.
那么接下来第三个问题就是在我们是真理的问题和我们与耶稣基督复活关系的问题上，第三个问题就是我们选择的问题。
Choice. What are we going to do? Are we going to listen to what Jesus says, or are we going to ignore it?
那么我们的选择就是我们要听耶稣基督所说的吗？还是我们要忽略耶稣基督所说的。
While Jesus was alive, he said two interesting things about resurrection.
那么耶稣基督在世上的时候，他讲了两个有关复活很有趣的事情。
He speaks about two separate resurrections.
他讲了两种复活。
The one is what we've already talked about. We're united with him.
那么一种呢，就是他我们刚才讲过的，就是我们与耶稣基督一同联合。
The second resurrection is in the future when God raises everybody from the dead on the very last day.
那么另外一种复活就是在末世，在最后的日子，神让每个人复活。
And then he will recreate all of the new heavens and all of the new earth, and whether we are part of God's heaven or we are refusing to enter it has to do with resurrection.
那么神会创造新天新地，不管是我们愿意与神同在，还是我们拒绝神的与神的同在，我们都会要有面对复活。
Look at the words that come out of Jesus' mouth.
那么我们来看看耶稣基督他所说的话。
He says, an hour is coming. That's in the future.
他说时候将要到，就是在将来的时候要到。
This is in the future on the last day.
这是在将来在末世的时候。
He says all that are in their tombs will hear his voice, that is the voice of the Son of God.
说凡在坟墓里的都要听见他的声音，就是神儿子的声音。
And they're all going to come back to life.
他们所有的人就出来。
It's a resurrection.
所以这是一个复活。
And they will go in two different directions.
那么这些人呢，要会去两个不同的方向。
One will go to the resurrection of life, that is to live in the new heavens and the new earth.
有些人是复活得生，就是在新天新地里边居住。
The other is to go into the resurrection of judgment, what the Bible talks about as being hell.
那么就是另外一群人是复活被定罪，也就是说与死亡永远在一起。
That's all in the future, but he also speaks about now.
他那是讲到将来的事情，他同时也讲到现在。
He says an hour is coming and now is.
他说时候将到，现在就是了。
He said that 2,000 years ago.
他是2000年以前说的。
So when we hear about Jesus Christ, this is our now.
所以我们刚当听到耶稣基督的时候，这个现在就是我们这个时候。
We always have this question coming before us now in our lives today.
所以我们总是有这个问题，就现在，就在我们现在这个时间。
He says that the dead are going to hear the voice of the Son of God. He's talking about the spiritually dead, not the physical dead.
他说死人就要听见神儿子的声音。他说这个讲的不是我们身体的死亡，是我们灵里死亡的人。
And those who hear will live.
那些听见的人就要活了。
Actually, what he means by hear is if you listen to it.
那么他讲的是听到，就是说你用心去听。
If you're willing to listen to what Jesus says in the Bible, we can live forever.
如果就说你又如果愿意用心去听耶稣基督在圣经所讲的话，你就会永远活着。
But I want to close with one last statement.
那么我想结束的时候用一个、用个宣言来结束。
He says to us that there is this resurrection of judgment and resurrection to life.
所以他说到说有的复活得生，有的复活定罪。
And then he offers out a choice to us.
所以他给了我们一个选择。
He says, "He who hears my word, he who is willing to listen to what I say."
他说那些愿意听我的话的人。
And he who believes in him who sent me. Remember what Paul said? Believe in the heart.
他说就是又信差我来的人，就是记着保罗说他说在心里面相信吗
？Obviously, believe in the heart and believe in the mind.
所以也就是说我们在心里面相信，也在头脑里面相信。
We have a choice.
我们有一个选择。
He says, if you're willing to listen and willing to believe, you already have eternal life.
所以那些你要又听我的话，又信差我来者的，你就有永生。
And he lays this choice before us.
所以他把这个选择摆到我们的面前。
And he says, once you've made the choice for him, something has already happened.
如果你做了这个选择的话呢，事情已经发生了。
He says, if you believe in him who sent me, you have already come out of judgment. You've passed away from judgment, and you have come into life.
所以就是如果你信话，又信我的话，又信差我来者的，就不至于被定罪，已是已经出死入生了。
So what is Easter?
所以复活节是什么呢
？I think Easter comes down to a few questions.
所以复活节其实呢是只是几个简单的问题。
It's the question of life.
是有关生命的问题。
The first question is the question of truth. Did Jesus really rise from the dead?
所以第一个问题就是说是有关真理的问题，说耶稣是否真的从死里复活了。
The second question is once he's become part of our life.What does his resurrection have to do with our daily lives?
所以第二个问题就是说，他如果确实从死里复活了，那么他的复活跟我们每天过日子有什么关系？
And the final question is, how are we going to respond? What do we choose? Are we going to choose to believe in it, or are we going to choose to reject it?
那么第三个问题就是我们怎么样回应？是我们愿意接受呢，还是我们也更想拒绝？
There was a famous.Mathematician in France by the name of Pascal.
所以啊，那个啊，在有一个很著名的数学家叫帕斯卡。
He actually invented what is the basic calculator, the first computer.
他呢，其实他发明了第一个那个计算器。
He said that there's a place where there's sort of a gamble where you have to have faith.
所以呢，他说呢，你人呢，其实在很多时候是像赌博一样，是有一点信心的。
It's a gamble.
是个赌博。
He said, if I choose to reject what God says, the consequences are for me to be eternally separated from God and are grave.
他说，如果我选择拒绝神的话语的话，那么我的结果就是与神永远的隔离分离。
But if I choose to believe, I can live my life with the hope that it is all true, actually believing that it's all true.
那么我如果选择相信的话，我会有带着这样一种盼望，就是一切都是真的，这样盼望来过日子。
And the consequences are amazing because then we get to go to the new heaven and the new earth and to live in the presence of God forever.
那么这个结果呢是非常奇妙的，因为我们这样的将来会有机会与新天新地与神同在。
He said, "I'm not willing to take a chance to not believe. If I do believe and it's not true, I'm not going to lose anything."
所以他就说我不想呢是。选择不信而失去这一切，而是我更愿意选择相信。
So Jesus lays before us, he opens up his arms and he says, are you going to listen to me or are you going to close your ears?
所以耶稣基督摆在我面前就说，你是选择相信接受呢，还是你愿意闭耳不听？
Do we ignore the truth and run away from it, or do we actually function like Thomas over here, who was willing to look at the resurrected Jesus to find out that it was true?
所以就是我们是如果掩耳不听呢，从跑 离弃真理呢，还是我们 像多马一样把手给探到耶稣基督的肋旁去探索真理。
May today be a day when we choose to follow Jesus.
愿意今天就是我们今天要决定选择耶稣基督的一天。
May we listen to the voice of Jesus and the voice of youth and adults that testify to what God has done in their lives.
愿我们每今天就愿意听耶稣基督所要跟我们讲的话，也是通过那些就要做见证的那些成年人、年轻人，他通他们的故事来做的一些见证。
Let's pray.
我们来一起祷告。
Father God Almighty, we praise you for our Lord Jesus and His resurrection.
全能的神，我们称赞、称谢你啊，让耶稣基督的复活。
We confess to you that we do believe that you were raised from the dead.
我们愿意承认你确实让他从死里复活。
We profess to the world that we believe that Jesus is Lord, that Jesus is God.
我们愿意向全世界宣告耶稣基督是主，是使人从让他死里复活。
And we thank you for the privilege of being your children.
我们也感谢你让我们有做神儿女的特权。
In Jesus' name we pray, Amen.
奉耶稣基督名祷告，阿们。
Amen. Okay. So,
we praise God and thanks God. There are 10 brothers and sisters who have made a decision. Make a choice to accept Jesus Christ as their